speaker is chairman of the Share Space Foundation, which is another one of our groups in our alliance. He's best known because during the first mission to the moon, Apollo 11, 1969, he and Neil Armstrong were one of the two first people to walk on the moon. And of course, I'm talking about Buzz Aldrin. He also has a very strong military background. In Korea, he flew 66 combat missions, shot down a couple of MiGs. He's a former commander of the test pilot school at Edwards Air Force Base. And he also, this guy is a very intelligent individual. He has a PhD in astronautics from the Massachusetts Institute of Technology, received over 50 major awards, has authored at least 6 books that I'm aware of. He currently serves on the Board of Governors of the National Space Society and is former chairman of the board of the National Space Society. Buzz?
Good morning. I'm going to take you back a few years to see what can be done with the challenge. Well, in a little over 3 minutes, you can sort of summarize the culmination and the completion of that challenge. What a contrast we have in front of us today, when the culmination of the challenge that I think we're beginning to face now is something that is going to take decades and centuries to really have its impact. And there won't be one small step that will indicate that we've reached the culmination and we have achieved the objective that these people have set before you today. I really want to thank George and the National Space Society in being an impetus to this and the Space Frontier Foundation, seeing that they can finally agree with everything that has been put forth. I'm very proud that the military services have picked this up and seen that this is a challenge that really can pay off in the future security of our nation. And that's what the Constitution says we should be doing, is prepare for the common defense and look after the security of our nation. And more it is going to be challenged by other nations in the world. And this is one area where clearly we can look at an objective and see the need for it. There's so much talk today about the pollution in the world, the changing climate, the potential disasters. There are many challenges that face us in the future. And this is one that stimulates so many other areas, inspires our youth, gives us access to space, that high frontier that enables us to accomplish so many other human objectives of reaching out into the solar system. And I think that we've done a major step forward in what's being presented to you today. It did take me a while to read all of this, and I tell you, I'm very impressed with what your people have all put together here. It is very timely, and it's appropriate. This is an example. This is one of the participants, Phil Chapman, Dr. Phil Chapman. If you want to get a good summary of energy, including some of the unknowns that I had never heard about, the methyl hydrates, they're all along the southwest coast of Mexico. Maybe that'll keep some people at home. There are not many of those deposits that I can see right now in the Middle East. And maybe that's a good sign, too. But anyway, being a scuba diver, it's pretty deep to get down to where those things are. But I think it just points out the need that we have to come up with solutions for these problems. And Phil is a former astronaut and presented a wonderful presentation here to MIT, very nice place, that great ideas stem from people who are there. So let me just make a few observations that as the nation and the world examine the long-term energy future, it's clear that we need to identify new forms of clean energy and in very large quantities. And this is a wonderful day that reminds us of those large quantities. And space solar power could ultimately provide the virtually limitless renewable power with very near zero carbon emissions. However, significant technical developments need to be occur, but we certainly have made more progress, I think, than we thought we might by some of the efficiencies that have come about. My group of engineers have seen the need for reusable boosters a long time ago, and maybe we've been 15 years ahead of both NASA and the Air Force. I just wonder how the needs for the space access can be melded together with the vision that has been put forth for exploration. If we're involved in using resources from the moon, certainly there's a good fit as the vision moves in that direction. Certainly the rate of launch needed to support the lunar program or the Mars program is not as high as we'd like it to be able to motivate the need for reusable boosters. But certainly that does come about by the combined use of heavy lift to be able to get the equipment into space to be able to support such a tremendous undertaking. As a responsible society, I think it's really our duty to make the investments and to make them today, not to wait until the nation needs to catch up again, and that we can supply these needs for the future generations. So the technical developments needed for space-based solar power, of course, will open up the space frontier. And many of us want to see that done again and not just remain in low Earth orbit. We need the enthusiasm to be generated by putting more and more people, not just suborbital, but into orbit. And I think that horizontal launch is a good ways away from taking people into orbit. But vertical launch and high flight rates, again, are needed in many aspects. So we have coming together many needs for the reusable higher flight rate boosters. So as we do this, we open up the space frontier and the space transportation and the human exploration of the solar system. So again, I want to commend all of you people for coming here and showing such an interest in this very challenging field, and all of you who have contributed so much. It is an objective. Mike Collins has said, well, if you want to really make something understood to people, you have to be able to write it on the back of a matchbook cover. And he says, go to Mars. Well, I don't know how you take this objective that we're trying to face today, but it indeed is a challenge, and it's going to be a political decision that's going to have to be made, and it's going to take the enthusiasm of all the people who can see that this is a solution that's not just next week, next year, 10 years from now. This is a solution for all of mankind. And just as we went to the moon, we came in peace for all mankind. I think we have a great challenge to us to look for the energy that we need for all mankind. Thank you.